Hello, it's Jacqueline. Always a privilege and pleasure to share empowering moments with each and every one of you across this globe, reminding you of who you are and what you want. Permission granted. Have I told you lately just how much I appreciate you? How much you are loved, adored, respected, and honored? I do. Have you told yourself that lately? Have you said how much you appreciate you? Have you taken time out, a moment or two, a mindful moment, to remind you of all that you are versus all that you're not? It's a great state of being. It's the ultimate state of being. I have clients from all over the world, just like you, who are thought leaders, living fully, loving deeply, and they will ask me, Jacqueline, how do I live an empowered lifestyle? How do I get into alignment? How do I allow for abundance? And here's what I found through my coaching, is that the accelerated route to alignment and to abundance is appreciation. Appreciation is the accelerated route to alignment and abundance. I call them the three sisters. I find it no coincidence being one of three amazing sisters who are my heart and soul. They are in no particular order, but what I found is some people get a little bit confused and distraught about what or what is not alignment, and it's so much more than a word. Again, it is a way of being. And then we can also get a little bit tripped up or distorted about abundance, because most people are what? So well practiced in noticing all that they don't have versus all that they do have. So being that we want it all, because we're all inclusive rather than exclusive, and I believe you can have it all, why not? Why wouldn't you want your cake and eat it too? What's the point of getting cake otherwise? So here's where I say, if you go to appreciation first, I promise you, you will be placed in a state of that level of abundance and alignment. And all that you're wanting will continue to flow to you. Because when you are in a state of appreciation, think about something right now you most appreciate. Think about someone in your life you most appreciate. Perhaps include yourself in on that. Self-appreciation would serve all of us, not just today while you're with me, but forever and to eternity. Self-appreciation is absolutely that magic formula for being in that state of bliss, of awe, of wonderment, of curiosity, of power, for allowing the better you get, the better you get. That which you are looking toward, that which you are thinking about, that which you are feeling, you will continue to attract and bring into your existence. If we are noticing all that is going well, all that we do like, all that we do love, all who we do love, then can you imagine what state of being you'll be in all day today? That is where each of us gets to play. Happily ever after is made up of you noticing what and who you appreciate now. Appreciation can sometimes take on the formula of expectation, but let's not get those confused. Expectation is when you expect of yourself, and usually most of us are expecting of others, and most times we miss the mark, because then we leave out that beautiful formula of appreciation. And I know you don't need to hear this, but it's important that we do say this. Appreciation is genuine. You're not appreciating someone to get something. You're not appreciating life to get somewhere. It's a state of being in this very powerful moment now, because now is where all your power resides. When we are not appreciating, most of us are noticing what we lack, what we don't have. And so we're wanting and trying, I use that word intently, to bypass this moment to get to the next. But guess who you bring along in that next moment? That unappreciated self, that unappreciative person, which we know is not truly who you are. It's just because for those moments you've started to observe that which you don't like or think about that which you don't want. But that's not where we're going to play. We want to know that if what we're doing today, we will really look for what we're wanting, and we will allow for that. And when it shows up, we don't wait until something else shows up. We take a moment, a mindful moment, to say, yes, thank you. I appreciate this. I appreciate you. Well done. Whether that's to you, your private voice between you and you, remember, you're doing a lot of talking all day long with the most influential person you'll be with all day and night. That is you. So if you stop doing things for people when you find out it's expected rather than appreciated, that's okay. But remember, some others may stop doing for you when they find out that it's only expected and not appreciated. What I know to be true, whether you run a company, an empire, and your own world. People will do more when they feel appreciated. They will step up to higher levels. They will do more than it's expected when they are genuinely appreciated. Again, those go hand in hand. This is where each of us gets to play. I would like you to think about this. All communication shows up in a number of forms, whether verbal, whether nonverbal cues, however that is. But if we can chunk it down to these two formulas, that if you will just consider this, go practice it, that communication boils down to two points. One, it's either a loving response, or two, it's a cry for help. What's a loving response? It's our time together. We're not falling ooey-gooey in love. We are reminding each other of who we are. Sometimes that's a call to be more. Sometimes we can be fierce. I don't mind calling myself to be more or calling you to be more. You're worthy. Sometimes it's simply reminding. It could be redirecting or reinforcing. Those three R's we've talked about. We have some threes in our world, don't we? Now we have the three sisters: appreciation, alignment, and abundance. This is not all inclusive or exclusive. This is now where you get to play. Appreciation, when shown, is the most important dynamic formula that you can live from. It's a state of being that puts you in that state of knowing that all is truly well in your world. Your perspective elevates. You start to exhale and feel relief. Always showing appreciation for what you want. Otherwise, if it's taken for granted, or he or she is taken for granted, you'll soon eventually know it will be taken away. And that's not what you want. We want to amplify. We want to amplify all that we do appreciate so it continues to compound. Remember, you are the ultimate return on investment. The law of compounding, I like it, where it's for you, where you keep expanding, not linear, but expansion, exponential. Why not? Choosing that this moment, knowing that today can be as expansive, as powerful, as abundant as you allow it to be. Well, we know, go practice it. Think about what you most appreciate. Think about who you most appreciate. And when you get to know and you allow for this, this isn't about, again, being airy or Pollyanna. This is about being very powerful. Then you start to exercise your own power, your own control over what that is that you are thinking and what you're feeling. And when you get ready to remember, as I've shared with you many times in our coaching, that everybody is off the hook of your personal empowerment. And that is a very good thing. And also you can exhale, for you are off the hook of everyone else's. And when we all get on with this idea that we know that to be true, well, we can get on with this life and start appreciating, amplifying, expanding for the best intersection for each and every one of us is that state of appreciation for now. I like that. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With anticipation of what's to come. Appreciation is saying thank you in advance. Thank you for this moment, and thank you for more that's on its way. That is the sweet spot of life. It's available for each and every one of you right here, right now. You are precisely where you're intended to be. When you take notice of that, there are a few things too I know you don't appreciate. That's okay. Remember, empowerment does not mean the absence of contrast, of unwanted. Empowerment is not to be perfect. It would be too small. You would never expand. You'd stay small in that little box. What it is noticing, I don't appreciate that. And for all of us, we will end it with a better thought or a better question. Well, then what would I appreciate? What would I appreciate if I did have it my way? And by the way, you do have it your way. When I think about that, and I say, this is your work. This is where you get to go practice empowerment. Put your antennas up. Take notice of what and who is already in your world that you just so appreciate. You're so thankful for. You're so grateful for. You can pinch yourself. You're in awe. Believe me, there could be many things that you don't, but right now we want to amplify all that is. Because when we give attention to that, what we want, it expands. It grows. Let us use our time, our mind, our power wisely. Let us expand upon that which we do want and get ready for it to continue to compound in again and again and again. And if I may, I'd like you to ask to include yourself in on that. What do you most appreciate about self? What are you most proud of? What are you happy with? What are you just in awe about what you did? And it's not from bragging or arrogance or being anything entitled. It's about you honoring the best version of you so you can continue to show up as that person and continue to expand. That's why we're here. We didn't come here to shrink. We came here to expand, to have even more energy flowing through all of us, vitality and passion and purpose for this very, very moment. Because to get to the future is through this moment. And saying thanks, thank you in advance. To declare means to thank and offer in advance, to decide in advance that your life is one of appreciation, which will include alignment and abundance. And why is that important? Because all that you're seeking comes from alignment. All those answers you are wanting come from alignment. And the best version of you comes from alignment. It's who you're born to be. Why would you deny it? So today, tonight, is that very day where you get to say, this is that moment where I will really start to self-appreciate more than I ever have. And if I do that for myself, then with great ease, with great joy, and a willingness, I will do that and amplify that in all who have the privilege to be in your sphere of influence. Really, what separates person from privilege to entitlement is appreciation. None of us need to be entitled. You know who you are. You don't have to speak for it, convince it, or speak it out loud. Appreciation needs no words. People can feel it. You know someone who is kind, who is special, who is powerful. Remember, this is not someone who is weak. To show appreciation is a high, high form of confidence. It's saying, I know who I am, and therefore I know I get what I want, and I will look for that, I will allow for that, and as it continues to flow in, not one day or so long as, but today, endless amounts of appreciation, abundance, and alignment flowing in, I will take a pause, I will smile, I will say a mantra to myself, I will give a wink, I will say thank you. It doesn't matter how it comes about, so long as you give it that moment. When appreciation shows up today and tonight, which it will and it's ready, take a moment to say thank you. For that is a level of play that will have you playing so big on this planet, not because you have to, simply because you get to. I appreciate you. Permission granted.